Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB.
Well, there's so much happening in this wonderful part of the world. So each and every week, this is the podcast where you come to figure out what you're doing with the weekend ahead. It is Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB.
The great thing about this podcast, if you're driving along, if you're going for a run or walk, or you're just chilling at home, put it on. It doesn't go that long. Boom, literally, you will be a whole lot smarter because the things that you've learned on this podcast.
Unless you listen to us too much, then suddenly the IQ...
Who do we think we are Shops. Making people smarter? But yeah. It's true.
I didn't hear your words. Let's get into it.
I'm going on an adventure.
Tammy's got another adventure just for you. Let's go.
We are certainly sport for choice here in tropical North Queensland, I should say. And JB, I want to focus on something. We talk a lot about the cost of living crisis. So I want to really acknowledge some of the great adventures that we have in this beautiful part of our region that you can do that don't cost you anything.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you an arm or a leg. You can go for a little drive. Yes, it's a little bit of fuel, but there are so many options to get out.
So many options. And this one that I want to focus on, because of course we've got a couple of public holidays coming up, and if you're looking to take the kids somewhere and you don't want to spend a whole lot of money, what you can do with this one is pack a picnic and head up to Emerald Creek Falls. Now, if you've never been there, it is one of my favourite little adventure spots close to home. It's about 75 kilometres up the Caranda Range there from Cairns, 15 kilometres southeast of Mareeba. And the beautiful Emerald Creek Falls, basically it rushes off Lambs Range and down into that beautiful eucalypt woodland. The falls itself is one of the most prettiest falls. It's not the highest fall that we have around, but it's a beautiful spot. They've got these big boulders and you can kind of cross a little creek and then you go and sit up on the boulders, get a bit of sun, bask in the glory of Emerald Creek Falls. The great part about that is too, is as you wander down or if you wander up, there's lots of spots there that you can just chill out, take that picnic blanket, take a picnic and relax. And you'd be surprised how many North Queenslanders actually haven't been there.
Yeah, and it's a place that's close enough for a day trip, but there are camping options available as well.
Not at Emerald Creek Falls.
Aren't they down further? I thought close by.
Davis Creek, you can camp.
Yeah, but and how far is that?
That's before. So if you're coming from Cairns, Davis Creek is just before Emerald Creek Falls on the left.
Okay, I'll mix that one up. So you can camp there and duck up and do a little day trip swim if
that's
you want
exactly
to.
That's exactly right, yeah. If there's a lot of rain around, just be careful on those unsealed roads. There's about 6 km of unsealed road. It's not suitable for caravans and camper trailers, if especially there's been a lot of that water around. But yeah, lock it in if you are looking for an adventure over the weekend or into those public holidays. Emerald Creek Falls, I highly recommend.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Dancing, painting, sport or drink making. Let's get in touch with the clubs of Cairns.
We are that spoilt for choice when it comes to different clubs for different interests, no matter what it may be. And a good place to find them is Go Clubs Cairns. So Council set up this amazing website where you can find all different types, got their contact details, got how to get in touch with them. I like to share a different one each and every week. This week I'm doing the Hikili Outrigger Canoe Club.
I know these guys.
Is it Hikili?
Hikili, well said.
Perfect. Yep. So this group, and what I love about it is we have some beautiful scenery around this area, but they're located there at Yorkeys Knob. You can email them, hikilioutriggers@gmail.com. But they basically said this, Hikili welcomes all ages and all abilities to share the love of the tradition and fun outrigger canoeing. And it's just something that maybe not a lot of people have tried, but it's something you can do as a group. It's a great way to make friends, and being able to get there on an outrigger canoe and scoot out around our beautiful bays, it would be just something. Oh, I reckon it'd be like meditation.
Great exercise as well. Have you seen the arms and the chest, the way they do that? They're so fit.
So it's outrigger because you get a big rig on you from doing it.
Outrigger.
Yeah, it's getting your rigger out. So basically that. So if you want to reach out to the team, great way to find it, Hikili Outrigger Canoe Club. Try something different. Reach out to the guys. All of the contact details there and everyone's welcome. They're located at Yorkeys Knob.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB.
JB, you and I are proud. We are connected here in our community of Cairns. So connected. We have the direct number of the one and only, the principal of Mother of Good Counsel, Ms. Catherine Boot. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning to you, Tammy and JB.
Now, this all started, I don't know, a month or so ago.
Beginning of March.
Tammy was going for a drive and she noticed your beautiful sign out there in front of Moggsy. And we decided we wanted a chance to put our own stuff on there. Now, you're in the midst of sending out some great messaging for Lent, and you said after Easter, you got a spot. Is that offer still available, Ms. Boot?
It is, absolutely. If you come up with something fabulous and inspiring for the rest of the community, we're definitely ready to be on board.
Now, that we have.
We have indeed. Now, Ms. Boot, you know, JB and I, we are the people for the community. We do take life a little bit serious, but if there's one thing we are known for, it is fun, especially our mate JB over here. The sign that I saw that inspired me said, before you speak, think it is it inspiring? JB and I yesterday came up with our own messages and we want to share them with you today.
Yeah, so my message that I'd like to see put up on the notice board is start your day right with JB's jerky. Jerky from the heart of a cow. That's what I'm hoping to put up on there. Tammy's got something as well.
Mine is when I was back in Japan in 2001, I came up with this and I'd love to share it with the kids. Smile, dream, create, listen, believe.
Both fabulous.
They're both fabulous.
She's a politician. Well, a good principle.
Well, they're both fabulous. So there's a chance we could put both of these on there at separate times.
Well, I think maybe after the JB jerky competition. Sorry, I was listening to that this morning. Might need to see how that pans
His
out.
His eyes have lit up.
Okay.
Boot.
So, mate, I was expecting negative. I was expecting. But Ms. Boot knows what's up and she gets it. So, for the lead in to JB's jerky, can we advertise it on your board?
No, I think it needs to be a fair playing field.
Okay.
Okay. What does that mean?
So, do you think we can fit both messages on there?
Well, no. I just, when I say a fair playing field, isn't there a bit of a competition, a jerky competition coming up?
Well, it's not really a competition.
Like, Tammy's the best.
Tammy's made the people's jerky, but.
Right. So. Anyway. So, yes, absolutely. We smile, dream, and create here every day. So.
Okay, and but then you're also allowing the JB's jerky. Look, we need to go into deep with this. We were also thinking, can we come and pitch to the children of the school on an assembly?
I think let the voices speak.
Let the voices speak. So Tammy and I both come. We pitch both what we want, and then by a cheer score, whoever's wins goes straight up on the notice board.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair approach.
Okay. Well, Ms. Boot, when do you do your assembly? When's a good time for us to come and pitch to the children?
Well, we have our assemblies generally on a Friday morning. So we might have a chat and find out when the best time would be for both of us.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Well, let's stay in contact. We'll book in a Friday in the next couple of weeks and Tammy and I will prepare our pitches.
Fabulous. Really looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're a legend. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Maybe I'm amazed. Triple M's. We're gonna win. Weekend wins.
So much going on in the region at the moment, of course. Fingers crossed as the weather starts to die down, life becomes alive. On Friday night, if you are interested, the Red Lynch Community Twilight Markets are back. And this is one of the greatest kind of markets at nighttime they have in that area. Now, they've got a variety of market stalls, JB. They've got a selection of great food vans. There's a jumping castle for the kid and a whole lot of live entertainment. So it's one of those things you can go along for some great entertainment, but you also don't have to spend a lot if you are watching your pennies.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the type of event you can just have a sticky beak, wander around with the kids, maybe get something to eat if you want to, but you can spend as much or as little as you sort of want. It's a good outing for the family as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Now, on Saturday night, this is something that I've been to personally myself. Absolutely incredible. If you love your wine, specifically South Australian wine, there is a brand called Bird in Hand. Yeah. And at the Edge Hill Bowls Club on Saturday night from 6:30, they're doing the Bird in Hand dinner.
What?
Tickets are $110, but like I said, I've been before, mate. They are a really great night. There's dinner.
Get an Uber or a cab.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dinner. There's a wine masterclass.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of tastings that go with the food. So it's a really good one. Go to the Edge Hill Bowls Club Facebook page for all the details. I think tickets are still available, but it will sell out.
Yeah. Can I just add, I went to South Australia last year and went to a bunch of wineries. I'll tell you this. They're not light-handed when it comes to trying their wine at all.
Did you have a good time?
No, I had a very...
Did you do a few tastings?
Yeah, we did that many that we just got cabbed around and we ended up bringing back 8 bottles of wine.
Did you?
Yeah, we were way under it how much baggage we had, but on the way back, right on the brink. So still working our way through them. So get to that. Edgehill Bowls Club. Sounds like a cracker.
Absolutely. Also on Saturday, if you love your cars, your fast cars, up there at Springmount Raceway on the Atherton Tablelands, they've got the Test and Tune and the Come and Try Day. Now, this is an epic event. There's so much going on. And if you've never been up, it's just a great spectator event as well.
Yeah, you can just go for a look. And you don't have to go and camp. You don't have to stay the whole time. You can just go for a bit of a look. And there's food available. There's a lot to go around and do and see. So can make for a good day trip. Could make for a good weekend.
Absolutely. To round out the weekend on Sunday, I want to focus on two of the greatest markets in our region. Of course, Rusty's Markets and the Port Douglas Markets, with the price of the fruit and veg at Coles and Woolies right now. Honestly, get to those markets. Support the local farmers and the national farmers, because some of the produce does come up from down south, but you get the good, fresh produce right there.
Yeah, and at a reasonable price, which is even more important. We'll also add that Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m., Ken Frost Homes Northern Pride are back at home taking on the North Devils. That covers you out, your weekend wins.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Maybe I'm amazed.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Far North Queensland Rugby League is back. The ladder starting to shake shape as we head on into round number 5. Here we are, kicking things off. Tully Tigers A grade taking on Southern Suburbs, 6 p.m. down there at the Tully Showgrounds. Then we move on. This is a big matchup, the Battle of the Brethren. It's a home game for Cairns Brothers as the Innisfail Leprechauns come on up to Jones Park, 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Both these teams still undefeated. This has been an epic battle over the last couple of years, and this game is set to match just that. We then take on things up the Coranda Range to Davies Park Mareeba, with the Gladiators taking on the Yarrabah Seahawks Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. We're going to see another game, same time, different place, Mossman Showgrounds, with the Atherton Roosters, after a confident win up there on the Tablelands, taking down Ivanhoe's last week. That'll be a cracking game. 3 o'clock Sunday arvo to round things out. Ivanhoe Knights, after facing that tough loss up the hill, look to go home to Smithfield Sporting Complex and take on the undefeated Edmonton Storm. The bye for the Roos this round. Enjoy all your round 5 action, and we'll check in next week. And that rounds out another installment of Everything Cairns. Make sure you subscribe to this page, Tammy and JB on Listener, and you can catch up with everything you need to know. Also, keep an ear out. Friday mornings at 10 o'clock, we upload another podcast called The Knockoff Podcast with Tammy and JB, where things get a little bit loose.
Everything Cairns with Tammy and JB. Baby, I'm amazing.